message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Amusan Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
Amen and amen. Glory to God. Let's be seated. Wow, so good to see you all in church for Bible study. Amen. Glory to God. You know, one of the statistics that church experts brought out proves that true disciples are actually groomed in midweek services all over the world. You know, and I found that conclusion very true, at least above 50% in my nearly 10 years of pastoring. Of course, in the last first six, seven years was under shepherd. Then the last 3-4 years was as the lead pastor of this church. Glory to God. I have found it to be very true that what those church experts concluded is true. That a bunch of disciples, a bunch of true disciples of any ministry are usually people who don't miss midweek service. Because in midweek service, you have the time to teach the word of God, and that's where most times, you know, the church leaders, the church core people are actually raised. Glory to God. So I'm always glad to have people around, you know, like this, you know, and much more in Bible study. Can I have a big amen to that? Glory to God. Yeah, Sunday folks too are blessed. Amen. All right. So we're going to conclude our teaching that we began since the beginning of this month, for the fifth time. This is the part 5 of the missionary Christian. I want us to first appreciate Minister Josephine for blessing us with that wonderful worship. Come on, let's celebrate her. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Come on, is that how we celebrate people? Come on, let's do better. Come on, we can do better. Thank you so much. I sincerely appreciate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. I want to begin by raising an announcement that I mentioned last week. In the month of October is our month of what? Huh? Fasting and prayer. Glory to God. It is our yearly month of spiritual emphasis. The month of October is our month of spiritual emphasis. Last year it was September, but this month, this year it is October. Spiritual emphasis. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Yeah, we are a fasting and a praying church. Otherwise, all these things you see us do is not by the arm of flesh. Amen. It's by the Spirit. The flesh profited nothing, but the Spirit quickened it. Glory to God. So, the month of October is going to be that time where we're going to be introspecting. We're going to be looking into fervency. We're going to be looking into prayer, favor. All right? Like Paul, we asked the church in Corinth. He says, examine yourself whether you're still in the faith. We're going to be, you know, re-examining our theology. You know, we're going to be indoctrinated. We're going to be soaking deep, and we're going to be praying and fasting. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. All right. So, we're going to be having a daily prayer convocation. Daily. It's going to be online. We're going to be having a daily prayer convocation. All right? Yes. And we're going to be giving a lot of time to pray on Sundays as well. Listen to me. This month, I see heaven opened unto us afresh. Amen. Amen. I see endless possibilities. Glory to God. It's our month of harvest. Glory to God. Harvest of souls, harvest of good things, harvest of material prosperity. Can I have a big amen to that? Amen. Yeah. Yeah. It's our month of goodness. So we are going to be praying. It's our month of spiritual emphasis. So make sure you take your calendar and you participate. Make sure you are participating. You're fasting and we are praying. So today I'm just going to do a quick one. Maybe in the next 20 minutes, I will just wrap up all the things I've been learning the last 5 weeks. There are 5 Tuesdays in this month, and we've had a great time. I want to make sure you get the tape, especially last week. You know, it's going to bless you tremendously. We have talked about the missionary Christian, and we have looked at it in different ways and different angles, I have shown you how that Jesus was a perfect example of a master missionary who ensured that his mission-mindedness filtered into every crevice of his life. Everywhere he went to, he was entering Jericho, he saw a young man climbing the tree by the name Zacchaeus trying to peep on him, and Jesus uses that opportunity to reach out to him and his friends. In fact, he went to his house. He goes for his tax clearance and he meets a man by the name Matthew, who is a custom officer. And he goes to his house and the guy threw Jesus a party. And the friends of Matthew came along, all the custom officers. He reached out to the military and paramilitary guys. We saw a Jesus who, you know, find a woman that was being chased by the Pharisees and the Sadducees of law, who was caught in the adultery. And, you know, he gives her self-confidence and graced her not to sin no more. We saw a Jesus who, somebody who was one of his haters, was going to come see him. And we see how Jesus brilliantly disarmed an hater, or a hater, you know, hater, H-A-T-E-R, somebody who doesn't like you, or somebody who has a wrong opinion about you. That's Nathanael. Philip to Nathanael, he says, listen, we have found the Savior. He's from Nazareth. Nathanael says, can anything good from Nazareth come from Nazareth? But when the guy was going to show up, Jesus employed the word of knowledge. And he says, I saw you under the tree. And the guy was amazed. How did you see me under the tree? You must be a prophet indeed. In fact, you are the Messiah. But was how Jesus dropped the shoulder blade. Jesus saw him and says, this is a true Israelite in whom there is no guile. Imagine if the righteous God is calling somebody the righteous. Do you understand what I'm saying? So he disarmed. So we have a lot of lessons to learn from Jesus. That tells us that compliment will disarm anybody. So as you go about in your missionary mindedness, trying to reach out with evangelism, it could be that neighbor of yours who has been proven stubborn. Why don't you just say, I like your hair? There is something you're going to admire about them. So we learned all of those things because evangelism, reaching out, is a skill. In Matthew 4 verse 19, Jesus tells us, he makes us know that it's a skill. He says, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Fishing is a skill. It's a skill. You don't know it's a skill. I'm not know fishing is a skill. It's a skill. You can go fishing 2 days and you never catch one fish, and the fish will eat all your baits. No matter what you put in that hook, fish are smart. They will eat all the bait along the hook. They will eat everything. So you have to be skillful. You know, Jesus says, I send you out as serpents. He now tells you that you should, you know, as a sheep rather, you know, among wolves. He now says, be smart like serpent and be gentle like a dove. You know, I was doing a study about serpents. Do you know it takes a minimum of 6 months or thereabout for a snake before it attack a prey? That means the serpent is going to study its prey for 6 months. That's some diligence there. And he says to be gentle as a dove. So this is skillfulness. So you have to be skillful in your word, you know, in reaching out to the world. And our anchor scripture, you know, Psalm 67 verse 2, he says in the Living Bible, he says, send us around the world with the news of your saving power and your eternal plan for all mankind. So we can see here that God has an eternal plan for mankind. But it will not become a reality in their life unless they hear it. And God has trusted us enough with that responsibility. So missionary Christianity, in reality, is actually the proof, is the peak of a Christian walk. The word mission, I showed you the etymology of that word mission. It's from the Latin word mito, M-I-T-T-O. And M-I-T-T-O means to send. And that is in consonance with what David is saying here in Psalm 67 verse 2. In the Living Bible, he says, send us around the world. So, now, if we say we are missionary, what is our mission, as it were? It's a gospel mission. Somebody say gospel mission. Say it louder. Say it louder. It's a gospel mission. It's a gospel mission. And you see, this gospel is a news that must be announced. And that's why we have to preach. We have to preach. We have to reach out. Because Romans 10 from verse 13 tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But it says, how shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? But how are they going to believe except they hear? Because you see, verse 17 says, because faith, the ability to believe, comes out by hearing. So until they hear about him, they won't believe. And if they don't believe, they won't be saved. So now listen to me. Imagine that God trusts you with the eternal destiny of other people. Now that calls for sobriety. That calls for humility. That calls for inward resolution to remain resolute to the ministry of the gospel, to the ministry of the Great Commission, to the call for evangelism. That should humble you. You should see it a privilege that God has called you. You know, Apostle Paul says that we are laborers together with God. Now, that's a big privilege, brothers and sisters, to be laborers together with God. Imagine, can you ever imagine that, you know, your neighbor is the president of the country? Imagine if, you know, you relocated to the U.S. and Donald Trump is your neighbor. And one morning, he's just walking at the garden, Donald Trump, the president of the U.S., and he calls you and he says, Fortune, will you join me to till this ground together in my garden? How honored are you going to feel that the number one citizen of the United States, two continents joined together, their number one citizen calls you and say, Fortune, he says, favor Alabi, join me in this tillage. Or he says, Miss Sozo, join me. He says, Brother Paul, join me. Glory to God. He says, Israel, join me. He says, Sister Josephine, join me. How honorable it is. And you're going to take a selfie, isn't it? The next thing we'll see on Instagram is me and Donald Trump on the agri thing, on the beats. I mean, you're going to do Insta shots with it. You're going to do, what is this thing that is raining now? TikTok. You're going to do a TikTok with it. You're going to tell the whole world. You're going to even sponsor the post. That, wow. Coming out of a pandemic called COVID-19, right? Imagine, and it is mild here in Africa anyway. Imagine if you are in Europe where it is eating them heavily or, you know, and then you have a cure. The person who formulated the cure gave it to you. And told you, you're going to mix certain three ingredients at certain proportions. And once it is administered, whoever had COVID-19 was going to be healed. Now, if you are the one who made that, you know, concoction, or who made that, you know, a drug, as it were, how very seriously would you take the one you are sending as regards is precision in ensuring that the proportions are in order? How serious would you take it? Very seriously, right? Because we're talking about life. People are dying of COVID-19 and they are just looking at the time for them to give up the ghost. And you were the one who could give the drug that will heal them, and you send a fellow and you tell him that this is the right proportion. Make sure you take, you know, 10 milligrams of X, 20 milligrams of Y, 30 milligram of Z, and once that thing is administered to the person of a sudden will recover from COVID-19. Just imagine, how are you going to tell the person you're sending? You're going to tell him, rehearse it. I want to hear it again. Because why is it going to be important to you? Because you're talking about what? Life. Now, the gospel is like that. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 10 tells us, he says, is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death, and he has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So that means the gospel ministers life. So we're talking about life and death here. Guess what? Much more than physical death, we are talking about eternal death.
So that means it matters that you understand the content of the message. If the message has enough potency to determine the eternal destiny of some other fellow, then it is as much important for you to know the content of the message. The very same way, it will be very important for you, if you were a pharmacist who formulated the solution to COVID-19, it will be important to you that the people you are sending as delegates to all nations to administer the drugs does so in the right proportion you gave them. Why? Because this is about life and death. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. This is very important, and that's one of the things I want to look into today briefly. We have spoken so much about the missionary Christian. Now we are saying this missionary thing is a gospel mission. Then it therefore means that you have to understand what is the gospel. Because many times you could have preached, but you could have preached amiss. You could have preached the wrong things. There is a body of knowledge that must be passed across to an individual before it ministers lives to them. It's not about somebody just carrying bell, ringing the bell and disturbing people's sleep in the morning, you know, doing money cry. And as beautiful as that is, I'm not trying to mock their devotion. I do that. Glory to God. I mean, I would love to do that rather. I mean, that's beautiful. But it's not just about that. There are some or most cases where, you know, remember those days that I used to enter all this public transport going on the far journey. I don't do that anymore. You know, when somebody would just be at your window and it will, is it window you call that thing in the car? Is it window? All right. I don't know what you call it. And the person will be ringing bell. Hell is real. Fornicators will go to hell. Adulterers will go to hell. Hell is real. Repent now or you go to hell. That's not the gospel. It's not the gospel. Yeah, I appreciate their favor. And you know, one of the things I was thinking about recently while preparing for next month's message that the Lord, you know, pointed my attention to. Although I have always seen it that way, but he now put the spotlight on it this time around. He said to me, he said, son, do you know that all these denominations, you all have one or two things to learn from each other? And of a sudden, it got so real to me. For example, I mean, you may not like the kind of prayer that some people pray in some churches where they do fall down and die. But you can learn their devotion. Listen, if it is easy, go and shout, die. Die for 5 hours. Let me see you. Die. Die. And then they will tell you must, there's a way you have to shake the head. I'm not know what I'm talking about. If it is easy, why don't you attend the church where they are? Today we are doing 122 prayer against the enemy. And they will take it one by one. I'm not sure what I'm talking about. And they will take it one by one. They won't miss anyone. That's some diligence, brother. That's some diligence. You can't even mutter a word. You're already dozing. You that you're knowledgeable, you are dozing. So you can learn fervency from them. Anyway, I'm already giving you a tip of iceberg of some of the teachings we're going to be doing next month. Glory to God. We're going to demonstrate it. Glory to God. See, let me tell you, some of you, you're going to be bursting forth with so much gift. You see, some of you, you're going to be betting some ministry that has been latent in your spirit. You're going to be betting it forth next month. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. So, we're talking about the missionary Christian. So, you have a message to the world. And it is the gospel message. You see that? So, what is the message? What is the gospel? Now, the word gospel is from the Greek word euangelion. Let me spell it to you. E-U-A-G-G-E-L-I-O-N. Euangelion. And it means good news. Or glad tidings. Now, this good news that we're talking about, it means what gladdens the heart of the hearer. So the gospel is that message that must gladden the heart of the hearer. You know, King Solomon describes it this way in Proverbs 25, verse 25. He says, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. How many of you have had a very hectic day? You know, perhaps it's kind of sunny and you know you were already fainting, then you manage to open the door and get in, and the next thing you want to do is to go to the refrigerator or the water dispenser, as the case may be, and then you're like, you can't wait to take that chilled water. And then you took the chilled water, the next thing you do is you knock yourself off the bed and start snoring bad. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So the same effect that cold water has to you is what the gospel should have to the heart of everyone who hears it. He says, as cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. So good news must minister a kind of gladness to the heart of the one who listens or who hears. Now, Jesus gives an instruction in the book of Mark 16 and verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So he tells us to preach the good news to every creature. Now we have a problem here because it tells us that our audience is every creature. If our audience is every creature, and this message we must preach must gladden the heart of every creature, that means everyone must hear this same message and it must bless them, then that means the gospel can't be a gospel of specialized need. That means the gospel, therefore, can't be healing. The gospel, therefore, can't be prosperity, financial prosperity. Why? Because not everybody needs a healing. Not everybody is in need of money. Of course, healing is a gospel. In other words, it's a good news to the one who is sick that is now healed. That's a gospel to them. It's a good news to them. The same way it's a good news for somebody who has been expecting a proposal, marital proposal, and then the kind of speck of man he wants comes the next day, and it's like, oh my God, that's a good news. It's a good news for somebody who is trusting God, in their finances, and of a sudden, they eat a gusher in their finances. That's a good news, but it's not the good news. Because it says the gospel. It says, go into the world and preach the gospel to all creature. That means if I must preach the gospel to every creature, and this gospel must minister gladness to the heart of every creature, it means that gospel that I will preach, a billionaire will hear it and he will be glad. A millionaire will hear it and he will be glad. A nothingnaire will hear it and he will be glad. And a homosexual will hear it and be glad. A lesbian will hear it and be glad. A commercial sex worker will hear it and be glad. A sanctimonious person will hear it and be glad. Are you listening to me? A wayward person will hear it and be glad. A transgender person will hear it and be glad. All creature will hear it and be glad. Then that means it must address a common need of all creature. So now the question therefore is, what is the common need of all creature? Because if my target audience is all creature and I must preach the same message to all this creature, then I have to identify what exactly is their predicament that is common to them all. Because if you have all creatures seated together in one place, they all have different needs. As we are seated here today now, we all have different things we are believing God for. So, if I'm going to preach a gospel that will minister gladness to the heart of everyone, then the question therefore is, what is the common need of every creature? And the Bible tells us exactly what it is. In the book of Romans 3, verse 23, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, sin levels everybody. And what is sin? Unbelief. Unbelief. That's what the Bible says in John 16, from verse 6 to 9. Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will reprove the world of sin and of judgment and of righteousness. Then verse 7 down to 9, it says, of sin, for they believe not in me. And that's why the Bible says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that he will grant you to be strengthened with might. Why? Because by his Spirit in the inner man. Of this world, can you see that? Strength by his Spirit in your inner man. Strength by your Spirit come into your heart. Strength by your Spirit in your inner man. That's why we pray that the gospel will penetrate your heart, and you desire to reach out, you desire to go on missions, you desire to preach the gospel. But many times you feel that belief, weakness. It's a function of not praying long enough. When you pray long enough, you see, you will be strengthened. This is the common thing. It's in the place of prayer that your strength will come. You'll be strengthened. You will have that inner fortitude to do the right thing, to resist evil,
to
resist wrong things, to follow the path of Christianity, to preach the gospel, to be a missionary Christian. The only way that can be done is by strength from the inside. For by strength, physical strength shall no man prevail.
A Holy Ghost detective.
It's not by power, it's not by mind, it's not by physical power, not by physical mind, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. So we are praying for everyone in Cornerstone Christian Center that we are strengthened for the work of ministry. It's a supernatural work, and we desire and we require supernatural power. And that power is not going to come from heaven. We are going to generate that power in the place of prayer.
Why?
So I want you to lift your hands and begin to pray in tongues right now. Pray in tongues right now for strength. Strength by your Spirit in the inner man. By the Spirit of God in your inner man. You desire strength. Strength to do the work of God. Surrender your life to Christ today. Today. Open up your heart and surrender to Him. Give your life to Christ today. Today.
Does it make sense?
Tell Him, Lord, use me. Lord, use me. I'm ready for the missionary work. To reach out to people. I'm a missionary of two legs walking. Man tereto brakete rezeke. Rondrekus kerodo frakite lebredeshta. Mando robosis tefto subto prokote. Lendo roboko shata rabadabada. You have 1 more minute. You have 1 more minute. Take advantage of this corporate meeting. Take advantage of this corporate meeting. Take advantage of this corporate prayer meeting. And receive strength in your inner man. Receive strength in your inner man. Receive strength in your inner man. Rate kobrate kalaba. Rato subre kitalabahaya. Nanto roboke rebede. Somno brontis tefto sute. Lande ye ko rabate kelebede. Ronje ko terido logonde. Maso, 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 maso. Kili malama haya. Kili mahala mahaya. Terube rube hela ha. Terube hele boro baha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray.
So the gospel is not wrapped to our last. Let's hold our hands. Hold our hands.
When you don't attend this, let's hold our hands in
teaching God to, or when you don't attend five Bible school, or you disagree
glory with God,
school, you refuse.
Now we're going to pray to a lot
for just 1 minute. Fervent prayer.
Block you. Send me that kind of random
fervent
message.
Prayer.
Glory to God.
I will just block you.
Fervent prayer. We're going to do fervent prayer.
Stop
in the spirit.
Stop smoking. Glory to God.
You see, the Bible says that the prayer of a righteous man, it says, stop it smoking, is powerful, drinking. Dynamic in its working. That's not the gospel. That means it has the ability to generate power.
That
power
is not
glory
the gospel.
The gospel
see,
is not
make sure the person
next
to you
the gospel
is
not
behavioral modification.
The gospel
no. It's not sharing modification.
It's not this is not silent prayer. Amen.
So Christianity is not you living right.
It's not
so that
one.
You can attain salvation.
Favor.
Somebody
the
say
gospel
favor.
Is Christianity you is be saved and then it will change.
Favor. Favor.
It's from the inside.
Let the
body see. You're going
to
pray.
So you
amen.
To understand the gospel
for 1 minute.
Very well.
Do you know what I want to do for you?
Very well. So that you don't
I
go out there
in
keep
this
condemning
place.
People and making
glory
people
God.
For us out there.
The spirit of grace.
I remember many times when I reach out to people with the gospel.
The ability to
my church.
Pray
the
and
next
pray
thing they will ask me is, I will come, but I have
the
questions. So what's the question?
Can
glory
I pray
to
trust?
God.
I say, this is just a tester.
I told one, I said,
session
you know
of what is happening next month.
Next month, we're saying next month.
Why not?
It's just 2 days away.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Glory to God.
Of course, don't try to. Ushers will not let you in.
Are you ready?
Amen.
You ready to pray?
We are praying for just 1 minute, but
glory
it's going
to
God.
Be heartfelt.
So
heart
you have to
felt.
Understand this message
very well.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
You know,
it's
I attended
the church
growing up where when it's time to pray.
I wish I had the time
the
to
prophet
show
in charge. We
you
have
know,
to make
use
the word mercy, grace, from the Hebrew word exceed
to
it
stop you people from praying.
God.
Why?
Because if you say in Jesus' name we pray,
not lie.
To do you
prayer for them is like they are on a cat race. You know cat race. When a cat is pursuing a rabbit,
you
is
it
you take some you can't
19.
Catch him.
He says to which that God
they are saying Egba Dura. Adura mental egba. That means you are praying
but
three times.
Unto us
you
one
say,
one
my
one
father, my father, my father, my father.
He's not imputing your sins against you now.
When they see you, see people will be boiling already.
Guilt is not.
They are waiting for the prayer point. They are ready.
Input
as the prophet says, Adura. You see, that's
the
they are there.
He says,
if the prophet in charge says, in Jesus' name, they are still praying. He will carry bell and say,
what
is it? Brother Paul, we are buying the bell this month.
Glory to God. Get us a bell. Amen. We're gonna be praying. Glory to God.
Not, you know,
hallelujah.
You know,
that's the kind of prayer I want.
Do with your life.
Bible says Jesus was praying, and his sweat was like a blood.
The truth is, this
Father, he was groaning.
Our terminology sometimes can be wrong.
So we're gonna do that for 1 minute right now.
I know.
1 minute.
We've done a lot of teaching.
1 minute. Come on. 1 minute.
Tell yourself. There's a transference.
1 minute. Louder. In favor. Matarani ketelabere. Rakata gada 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 gada. Are you praying at all? Are you praying at all? This is the time. Bratus Golobrocode. Father, say, by your spirit in the inner man, strength for the missions, strength to preach the gospel, power, Kabaya, Betelebekeya. We are taking Abuja, we are taking Kefi. With the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. You have just 30 more seconds. We take the land. We have come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel. Thank you, Lord. He said, ask of me, and I will give you the Eden. For your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. Mataya
kelebede. Give God anything.
Thank you, Lord.
In fact, the Bible says the prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
It's an abomination.
Father will give you praise.
In other words, it's
thank you, Lord.
Before God.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
So you have nothing Father to give. So you have to let them know when you preach to them. Let them know. See, when you tell people stop the smoking, the drinking, the
of your spirit,
skirt, Master Jesus fresh. Is coming back, you make them feel like it is wearing, not wearing
two,
the miniskirt.
You're going to feel a mighty touch
some
right
of the
now.
Most moral rectitude humans
Holy
have ever
spirit,
met are not
thank
Christians.
You.
Maybe I should
make
just
sure
shock you today.
Grandis airflow.
One. I have met some
two, take it.
And they are there. Very moral.
He's burning right now. Yeah, in your belly.
Does that play down on Christian morality?
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Times, no.
Burning.
Amen.
Burning.
But I'm trying to let you
thank
know
you,
that
Lord.
When you go out there,
thank
know,
you, Lord.
You know, we've spoken about
it's a
how
fresh
you can be missionary, and I'm sure you've taken
in the things of
that
the spirit.
On
you
missionary.
See
in your daily work, in your daily activity, in your
by the Spirit and
in your job.
In your home, in your neighborhood, you know how
through
to go about it.
However, we have to conclude today by letting you know to re-emphasize
heart of man
the importance of you
will
knowing
be brought
the
to
message.
The
like
message
is not the message of condemnation.
The heart of man will be calibrated in the favor
Romans
of God.
Romans 2 verse 4
says it is the goodness of God that draws men
to
walk into
the
gospel.
The goodness of God. In other words, when God wants to reach out to a person, he lavishes goodness on them until
thank
they themselves will now think within
Father
themselves and
says,
ah, God has been too
we give
good
you
to
praise
me.
For this.
Let me receive.
In other words,
God
pray.
Receives people by lavishing them with goodness.
You have
a very good example was at the sea. After, you know, Peter and Co, they have toyed all night. And the Bible says Jesus got there. He told them to launch to the
field. So worshiping on,
they
online with us,
we have all the data and right ship sinking load of
do
fish.
Well to use our account.
And what did Peter do? The Bible says, and Peter came out from the water and knelt down and said, Master, depart from me, for I am a sinner.
However,
so Jesus showed them goodness.
God bless you as you do so.
And then there is goodness brought what?
In
repentance.
The name of Jesus.
Are you listening to me? This is the message we preach.
The Lord that has
of God's unfailing love.
Is there this commission?
That God is not out there chasing people to hell. That God is out there in hard pursuit of them. This is our message.
Glory to God. I said glory to God.
So as a missionary, you picked up a job. You know you are in that company. Not just because of the money. Not even for the money in the first place, but to colonize that place, to colonize the fellow. I told you, I have led many Uber drivers to Christ. I have never, there is no Uber driver I have never spoken to about Jesus. The ones that did not lead to Jesus already were in Jesus. They were already born again. Glory to God. In that bus, some of you, you ply buses a lot, and you've never preached to anybody. You're complaining that people are preaching heresy, people are preaching. You have to listen. The answer to error is to love the truth. You are going from Kefi to Abuja. To open your mouth, you can't. But you can gist. You can have sleepless nights watching Lekon. I'm shy. I've spoken about that one in part 2 of Missionary Christian. You can't have the Holy Spirit and be shy. He has not given you the spirit of timidity. And don't say, hey, me, I'm not the talking type. I'm just this kind of person, my emotion. What are you telling me? What do you mean? But when you watch football and your club scores against the opponent, you shout, go! Hey! It's not true. You have not just learned to, you know, to place premium on the gospel. So you have to interest yourself in the things of God. And do you know one thing? I think I'll talk about this next month. Do you know it is satanic not to serve all the things that be of God? Jesus rebuked Peter. He says, get behind me, Satan, for thou savourest not the things that be of God. If the things of God does not interest you, time for worship, you see everybody is kneeling down, crying, and you are like, you just sit down. It does not interest you. Maybe you are not born again. We have to question your salvation. This is serious. They say it is time for soul winning, and you are just there. You're like, me, I cannot talk. But you can gist with your friends all night. Come on. The same way you can gist, you should be able to speak. Just the gospel, preach the gospel. Don't say, hey, I don't think I know more. What if they ask me a question first? Really? There's something called learning on the job. Learning on the job. Glory to God. And in part 3, I spoke about you depending on the Spirit of God. He says he will put words in your mouth. He says, open your mouth and I will fill it. He says, I've given you a wisdom that no man can gainsay. Nor resist. If all you can explain is John 3:16, do you know, some people can't even explain John 3:16. They've not understood John 3:16, but they want to understand the book of Revelation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting. That simple verse, some have not understood it. That's why they preach Christian. They say they had vision. They saw bishops that died many years ago. They say they saw Christians in hell. They have not understood John 3:16. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get the joke? One guy was saying he saw one woman of God I love so much that went to be with the Lord that died during one plane crash. Say he saw her. I wanted to give him a knock. If I had a gun, I would have shot him. Lord forgive me. Do you understand what I'm saying? A woman that used all her life preaching the gospel. Are you all right? And guess what? All those people who see pastors in hell in their vision, why is that they have never seen any white preacher in hell? It's only black preachers. Is God a racist? Say they saw her. She's wearing, they saw her with trousers in hell.
There's one they call Linda. I don't know what's her name. She saw people in hell. Maybe you saw the video that she has come to say the vision is a lie. Abby, it's on YouTube all over. Me, I know all those things is a lie. See, Apostle Paul told us that if any man, even if an angel comes back and tell you something apart from what we have told you, he says, let him be anathema mananata. Let him be accursed. He says, don't believe it. He says, even if we come to tell you something, Paul says, if me, Paul, comes back and tell you something different from what I already wrote here, don't believe me. Do you understand? So this is the gospel we've been called to preach. Everybody must preach love. You are in the gospel's key. Amen. We preach love all the time. Say, I preach love. Everybody must preach love. You can be Bawuse fire, but whatever. Just make sure you are preaching. You are preaching. Rise on your feet. Glory to God. Were you blessed? Lift your hands towards heaven. Say after me, I'm a missionary. Say it louder. Say, I'm a missionary. So I want us to pray for just 2 minutes. We're going to pray for strength by God's Spirit in our inner man. Strength. Strength for just 2 minutes. Are you ready? We're going to pray. We're going to pray that, Lord, I receive strength by your Spirit in my inner man. Strength by your Spirit in my inner man. You know, in the book of Ephesians 3, from verse 14.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiry, counseling, prayer, and partnership, please call +234 8074 07 8566. We celebrate you.